Welcome to the Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast. I'm Graham Richmond, and you are about to hear a mini episode of the show that is part of a series of admissions director interviews I conducted at the annual GMAC conference, which took place in New Orleans this year. The GMAC conference brings together admissions directors and other admissions professionals from leading business schools across the globe. So obviously, it's a great opportunity for folks like me to kind of get their attention and talk with admissions directors and get all the latest on anything going on with the application process. So I sat down with admissions directors from a number of schools, and I asked them questions about how their team looks at artificial intelligence and its use in the application process. We talked about video in the application process, a lot of schools using kind of video interviews, online things these days, and also just general trends in the applicant pool and some other just admissions tips that they wanted to offer our audience. These are short, they're 10 minutes long, and I just had a lot of fun connecting with, you know, these admissions directors, many of whom are friends, I've known for 20 years now working in this industry. So please sit back and enjoy. And I will say, pardon the background noise. I mean, these are kind of man on the street type interviews. I was grabbing admissions directors right and left and taking them to the lobby of the hotel to kind of have a quick conversation. So you'll hear, you know, things rattling around in the background, whatever, but just enjoy. And yeah, a lot of great advice. So these are must listen if you're applying to any of these schools.
I am live from the GMAC conference, and I've caught up with Donna Levinson from MIT Sloan. Donna, what's your title?
Assistant Dean of Admissions.
And how long have you been working at MIT Sloan? Am I allowed to ask?
Of course. I started out as an application reader 17 years ago.
Yeah, wow. So a few questions for you. The first one is, does MIT Sloan have an official policy on candidates using AI tools, you know, ChatGPT, et cetera, in the application process?
So, great question, and we've actually talked quite a bit about it and have made the conscious decision not to.
Okay.
We believe the reality is AI is here, it's here to stay. There's a very good chance people may be using it to help them in a way. I guess my one piece of advice would be, please don't let the output of a generative AI, you know, query be the only part of your essay. If that helps you, we certainly understand that. But in the end, this should be your own thoughts and your own words.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I would find it odd if MIT Sloan was kind of not in favor of, you know, the latest and greatest in tech innovation.
It's like asking somebody not to use spell check.
Yeah,
we encourage people to use spell check. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. And actually, someone that I was talking to while we've been at the conference was talking about how, you know, you would always get like a friend to read an essay or something at the end or to check your grammar, and so there are many ways that one could
use. We encourage
that
as well.
Yeah,
so, yep,
probably when absolutely. You're reading stuff, it's always better if, yeah. The second question I had for you relates to video in the application process. So tell me, where do you guys use video and why do you use it? What do you look for?
Yep. So we have been asking a video question in our MBA application now for before the pandemic. It's been quite a while.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We frame it to introduce yourself to your future classmates. It's roughly 60 seconds. This is not meant to be production quality. We fully expect you to use your phone, have a friend hold your phone, and then upload it.
Okay.
And it's really a great way for you to share your personal side, what you're passionate about, what you're interested in. Again, what do you want your future 400 plus friends to know about you?
Okay.
Some people do get a little bit creative. I would caution, though, do not get so creative that it's at the cost of the audio.
Okay.
Which means even if you love to ski, don't be at the top of the ski slope with people swooshing by, because then we can't hear anything that you're saying.
So,
but have fun with it.
And so this is something that everyone does?
Everyone.
Okay. And so when you're reading a file, when do you like watch it at the end or the beginning? Like, when are you, or is it...
That's a good question. I think it varies by reader.
Okay.
It's funny that you should ask when we read, because a few years ago there was some storyline, I'm guessing it was on Reddit, that said, don't waste your time with your videos because Sloan doesn't even look at them. And that
what?
Is so far from the truth.
Okay.
Your video is watched by at least your reader initially, if not by others. And then if you're interviewed, it's watched by your interviewer. And so your video gets...
Sorry.
And it helps, you know, I firmly believe that it's your video, your resume, and your cover letter, and now your essay around your background, and those together are what's telling your story.
Right.
And so, you know, tell us who you are.
And it sounds like in your, the way you're doing it, I can record this on my own and then I'm uploading it. So
correct.
It's not like I go onto a website and I'm given like 30 seconds to answer the question. No, I
so
just...
So for the two-year MBA, we have not done that in the past.
Right. Okay.
For other, our specialized masters, Master of Finance and Masters of Business Analytics, we actually do both.
Okay. The kind of on the fly.
Depending on when this is actually released, our MBA friends may actually see a little addition as well.
Okay.
And they look for different things.
Sure,
to
yeah,
be honest.
Totally.
So the upload, the 60-second one, is an opportunity for you to provide us with more information and data about yourself. The quick one is more to assess a lot around English language,
right,
fluency, as well as logical quick thinking, because we'll ask a question, a random question, and then you have now 5 seconds to think about it before you're then going to respond.
Right, okay.
And that process is embedded in Slate. So
yeah,
there are two different formats, two different reasons for doing them.
Okay, yeah, so really different. Okay, I appreciate you like elaborating on all that. The last question that I had for you pertains to career goals and just, you know, I mean, you said you've been working in this space for a while. Are you seeing any trends? Like, you're just admitted a class. Presumably that class is close to finalized.
Close.
I mean, they're
going
to show up at the
we're
end of
close.
The summer.
Yep.
But anything, are you noticing anything
yep.
about them?
So I love this question because I feel like this year, more so than others, I myself is going through interviews. And for those of you who don't know, an interview is face-to-face. They're over Zoom. They're a required step in the process, and they're by invitation only. So we interview a fair number of people.
Yeah.
I definitely saw some themes, and in particular, I would almost argue that every single person talked about AI,
yeah,
in particular what we're doing as a school, how it might be changing the way we teach as well as what we teach. So AI was very big. Climate and sustainability was another very big topic. Entrepreneurship, and then healthcare. I would
okay.
say these are the major areas. For people in finance, don't be discouraged. I think a lot of people sort of, I don't want to say take finance for granted, but recognize that they need strong financial skills to be able to support any of these different areas.
Sure.
So finance is by no means lost.
Right.
But if you're really asking me for like top of mind, these are areas.
Okay.
And can I add one more thing
yeah,
to that, which I think is really amazing, which to some may say, well, that's obvious, but I don't necessarily think so. So our president of the Institute of MIT has been around now for a year and a half. And when she first joined us, she did a walking tour and a listening tour and met with faculty, staff, and students. And coming out of that, she came up with some themes and some overall priorities,
okay,
which quite frankly align extremely well with what I was just talking about. So there are priorities around climate. Every single group she spoke with talked about how MIT needs to be at the forefront of climate.
Okay.
So climate, artificial intelligence, and entrepreneurship usually very much viewed as the mechanism by which we can deploy a lot of this, and you know, healthcare. And so the fact that at the institute level, the president has come up with these priorities and they align so well with what our candidates and our applicants
yeah,
and eventually
like
our students are looking for, I definitely think that's noteworthy.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that, especially... you're in a market too where biotech, healthcare, I mean, Boston, you know, so it makes a lot of sense. And yeah, it's good that the candidates are reflecting this back. And I think, you know, you're talking about finance, so I think, you know, whether you're doing consulting or finance or any of these things, it's still all these kind of industry or topic areas are still, you know, very important and relevant, and companies are trying to transform themselves with CSR and, you know, sustainability. So all makes sense. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know that there are, 600 other people here that you could be hanging out with. So thanks for taking a few minutes. And yeah, always great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. So,
all right.